Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It's so great to be with all of you here today again. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, just as the last few times, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. And we are also very excited to introduce members of the Third Ray to today's show. The Third Ray is the Ray of Love, so we are going to go through a lot of heart opening today and a lot of pink ray energy. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can certainly also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. That is just another form of support that can help you on your path of enlightenment. All the music on the show that, by the way, has been created specifically for the show. Every time it's different. It holds a different frequency depending on what ray is coming through or what the occasion is. So all the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to my resource tab on my website. Now, before I want to start with the actual show, I thought it might be a good idea to talk for a moment about the effects that we have felt from the 11/11 event that happened last week at the new moon, and that brought quite a download of new energy frequencies into our physical body, emotional body, spiritual body, and mental body. And what happens when there is an increase of light, an increase of this type of galactic frequency, it kind of stirs up the pot. And that's why I'm not surprised that the Hierarchy of Light wanted me to bring through in this episode the Ray of Love, because what's challenged the most is our love towards self, and then in turn the love towards everything around us. When there's an increase in light, everything that has been settling at the bottom that we really haven't paid attention to, it suddenly stirred up and needs to be looked at. And even so, we might have thought that we already dealt with certain things or looked at certain things. They're now coming up again because we've changed. We have a different consciousness level. We have a different understanding of our life and who we are within that life. And so when these things are coming up, it's not to just challenge us, but it's just to redefine us. What do we really want? And are we happy with where we are at? Hence, 11/11, very much asking you to take a snapshot of where your consciousness is right now, because it shows you, are you in a state of love or are you in a state of fear? Why are you choosing what you're choosing? Are you doing something only because you've done it all your life or because your heart is telling you to do this? So, with all of this, there comes a time of re-choosing again. And it might feel a little overwhelming when all of these things suddenly hit you, things that you thought you never even had to deal with sometimes. But it's good. It allows you to shift even further. And then on a very physical level, your body has to integrate these higher frequencies, these energies. So what that often means is that we might feel a bit more tired than usual, or we might feel a little bit more irritated than usual because our body is working this process of integration and it takes away from our normal resources and it makes us groggy or exhausted. So in our Western culture, we don't really respect our body in the way that the Eastern culture does. So we keep on going and going and pushing and pushing. But under these circumstances, you're really asked to pay attention to your body. And if you feel dizzy or you feel like you can't really eat well, it's not something where you right away have to get really afraid. But honor that. Eat for a couple of days, maybe only soup and eat lighter. Or go more outside. You might find also that you've become much more sensitive than usual to noise, to sound, to chaos, to everything around you. So allow yourself the time to go a little bit more into solitude, to retreat, instead of pushing yourself to just ignore what your body is telling you and suffer through it. There's no need to suffer through this. You can get through these transformational processes in a peaceful way if you honor yourself. And you will find that the third ray and love has very much to do with honoring yourself, nurturing yourself, doing the loving thing for yourself. And as you begin a relationship with yourself that is based more on respect and love towards self, you then attract it also outside of yourself. So if you felt certain effects, don't get scared. Another great way is use salt water baths. If you can't really take a bath, put your feet into salt water. Help the energy that's building up inside of you to get through your whole body and into the earth. You're here to be a bridge between heaven and earth, so continue to send the energy into the earth, send it to people in need around you. Just keep purifying yourself by rotating the energy out of yourself, out into the world, and that can greatly help you. Hug a tree, be in nature, be outside if you can. That will also be great help under these circumstances. If you have any questions, you can certainly email me or contact me, and I will help you on an individual basis as well. So let's talk about love now. Love, the third ray, the ray of love, certainly is something that all of us are dealing with on a daily basis. All in our unique way. We are all seeking the perfect relationship. We are all seeking that incredibly romantic love that fulfills us. And sometimes we fall a little short. We find that what we thought would happen, that didn't happen, or we get disappointed, disillusioned, and we wonder if love is even real. It might be real for everyone else, but maybe it's not real for us. But the truth is that love cannot be put into any kind of form. Love is a little bit fickle like that. It is comparable to a beautiful butterfly. You can't put a butterfly into a cage and then expect it to blossom. Often that will be when a butterfly will start off dying. And so you want to give the butterfly the freedom to let its colors be shown and seen, the freedom to fly. So love needs freedom. It needs to be released from any kind of expectations or preconceived ideas so that the natural process can allow it to become what it needs to be. And often that is a great challenge for us, as we would like to know. We would like to be reassured that this love is real. We would like to be reassured that this love is staying in our life, and we can't really do that. We don't know what even happens a minute from now. So love is about surrender. It's about allowance, and therefore goes very much hand in hand with the first ray of power, because the power of love is to surrender to something greater than you, to guide and direct you, and to trust that it will show you the path, not only to illumination, but also to true love. And in this process, you'll be surprised. Often our expectations are asking us, oh, we want to see love a certain way, in a certain form, with a certain hair color maybe, or a certain body shape, or whatever, however it looks like. But if your heart is open, then your mind will not be able to conceptualize that. What you experience is love. It's a feeling. It's your soul and your spiritual self talking to you, saying, this is right. This is safe. This is good. And your mind will find a million reasons why this cannot be so, and yet your heart will tell you it is so. So the key is allowance and to be open what the world has in store for you, to release any expectations and attachments. So often we attach ourselves to certain situations or people out of fear of letting go. that is not going to be true love. True love is all about being willing to let go for the purpose of then opening up to a higher form of love. There's also this great illusion that the love that we're yearning for isn't of this earth. But that would mean that earth isn't part of God, source, creator, all that is. But it is. So you can also experience divine love on earth in this physical form. Do not let your thoughts hinder you from that experience. Bottom line, the ray of love teaches you about the relationship with yourself. It teaches you about what is illusion in your mind that you've created into the physical and what is of the soul, of your spiritual self, that will endure anything and everything. Think about a couple of things. Number one is, do you believe that you can experience a higher form of love? Or do you feel that at some point when you open yourself to a greater love, the other shoe is going to drop? Something is going to happen and this love will simply vanish, or you will lose yourself in this love, or you will become codependent in some form or way. What is your belief system? One aspect that makes it a little bit tricky for us humans is that one of the core issues as humans we have is a memory of the initial split from all that is. That's a beautiful story that the Hierarchy of Light loves to tell about creation. And now please understand that creation, we would like to have a concept that we put into words, but the act of creation is so much more, and it really goes beyond words, at least words that we can use in human form. But as a metaphor, I would like for you to envision that God, source, creator, all that is, just was. It just was. And it didn't know what that meant as a consciousness. It didn't know what love or grace even meant, because that's all it was. So God, source, creator, all that is, chose to create the illusion of splitting itself up into different aspects, into different forms. And that initial split ripped through the consciousness. I'm sure you've heard the first cut is the deepest. So in this case, it was the first initial cut, the first initial split, and it was so powerful and it was so extreme that that had burned itself into the memory of all of creation. And yet when this split was healed and the illusion was released and these two halves completed itself again to become one whole, that blissful state of oneness was beyond anything all that is could even imagine to experience. So then God, source, creator, all that is, chose to split itself up even further and further and further to experience itself in all its different facets, and to also experience the beauty of coming back together, merging, moving into this place of oneness. So we have two callings within our human heart. One calling is the memory of, oh my God, this initial split was horrible and we never want to experience this again, so we rather stay in this place of separation that we're in right now, because at least we ensure that we're not never going to experience that initial split again. Or you remember so much more the joyful unification of coming back together that you have this driving force within you to seek your divine complement, and nothing is going to stop you. So ask yourself, which of the two voices are you going to listen to? Which of the two callings? Are you the one who is so afraid that you don't want to open yourself up to love again? Or are you the one who is going to give it your all, continuing to open yourself up, to be vulnerable, to be ready for this beautiful merging with your divine complement that will make you whole? And 2015 vibrates to the number 8, is all about spirit and matter coming together, bringing this force to the table of the desire of becoming one. the desire to find a place of completion. And this will really go into 2016, which vibrates to the number 9, which where we will experience completion on a whole another level. And at this time, I'm going to turn the word over to Saint Germain. And for that, we are playing the first piece of music recorded by Mike Snyder for us. So enjoy, open up, and feel the energy of Saint Germain coming in. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great change. And I understand that some of you have felt the great intensity of the 11-11 star portal beforehand, as well as now. In addition, you experienced the new moon, a time of new beginnings. So you're being asked once again to choose and re-choose on your path of enlightenment that what serves you and that what must be released. And we very much understand that in the releasing process, there might be some sadness coming up. There might be a little bit of sorrow coming up. But allow that to take place. Right now, you might feel like stiffening up because everything is so overwhelming. And yet, what is most important for you to do during this time of change is to allow yourself to soften. Don't go backwards. Soften yourself. Relax your muscles. Take some deep breaths. And remember, you're not alone. We are all with you, supporting you. And even so, you might look at the face of adversity at challenges that seem overwhelming. Know that it is not so. That is only an illusion. It is only the memories of the past that are coming up to be revisited and transformed and transmuted into love and light. Yes, stretch further and further. Expand your consciousness. See more in yourself than you've ever done before. You are truly divinity in action. You are the purity of love. Allow yourself to feel that. And when you hear those who limit you through words or through actions, remember that they are only mirroring back to you how much you at times limit yourself through your own thought patterns, the way you see yourself, the way you either believe or don't believe in your own divine heritage. So open yourself up. Open your hands up to receive. As we now bring in the members of the third ray, keep your heart open. I know it can be frightening to be open and vulnerable, especially when memories of hurt come up right now for you. Memories where you were rejected. Memories where you were not understood. And yet, the only way forward for you is through the willingness to be as true and authentic as you can possibly be. And that includes being honest about your fears. Be honest about that, what feels overwhelming, and express it. And feel that it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to feel vulnerable. It is okay to be afraid. There is no judgment there. You are your own greatest judge. And if you don't ask for help, how will you ever receive support? Be open and receive. And with that, now we are going to play the second piece of music from Mike Snyder. Allow yourself to open up to the third ray of love. Greetings, my beautiful, beautiful light workers on earth. I am Ascended Master Paul the Venetian, but I come here at this time as the member of the office of the Mahachohan. Feel my love guiding you home, a home long forgotten. But it's time for you to remember all of who you are, and that you can only unlock within your own heart, where within your heart the third ray of love is much stronger than you ever have given it credit. So open yourself up now by taking a few deep breaths and by allowing yourself to take the pathway into your heart. Because the pathway home into the heavens is not simply by stepping out of your body and raising yourself up to merge back into oneness with Source, but it is through the portal of your heart, deep within. So use your out-breaths to sink deeper within your own inner self. Fear. As you breathe out, that releasing of all the tension that has been holding you back from even entering a deeper level of your heart. Because deep within your heart, there's an area that you've long forgotten. You keep yourself at times so busy. Busy even in relationships. Because you're covering up a part of your heart is in you that you're so afraid to show to the world. But now it is time. It is time for the world to see all of you. So are you ready for that? Take another deep breath. The reason why I'm not going to talk so much about the purpose of the third ray is because it cannot be conceptualized. It can only be felt. And so often all of you are looking to find your way out of the earth realm, into the higher frequencies. Almost, if not sometimes truly, as a way to escape your human experience. And yet the answer to that, the answer to the peace and the joy you're looking for, to the abundant experience of happy relationships cannot be found through escaping your body, but through getting in touch with all parts of yourself, through loving and accepting all of you. So as you allow yourself to move deeper within your heart, you can feel a magnetic pulse or pull that is within your own deepest part of your heart. There is a chamber, and it is a chamber that has always been dedicated to the third ray of love, to the purity it stands for. But you've kept it very protected out of fear of losing it, out of fear of losing that tiny little compass that you always hoped would lead you home. But to be able to find your way home, to find yourself back into that divine complete state, it is important for you to open up that what has been locked and hidden, and to be willing to detach yourself from every relationship, from everything that you've held dear up to this point. Because as you open that part of your heart, your whole life is going to change. With that opening, you're bringing forth a frequency of love into every aspect of your life that will bring about a transformation that triggers for relationships to either become what they need to be or to be released for good because they no longer serve you. So you understand the necessity for detachment, because do you really want to be in a relationship with something or someone that no longer serves you, that creates hardship on you, that limits you, that does not allow you to be your authentic self? I believe the answer should be simple. You're ready to spread your wings. You're ready to be free. You're ready to let your true colors be seen. Don't be afraid. And through the detachment, you will find that sometimes the relationships that you've been in can change and become something very healthy and beautiful and harmonious. So, that includes all relationships, not just marriages or boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, all relationships, relationships to your children, to your parents, to your grandparents, to everyone, relationships to your animals, relationships to all, relationships to your house, to your work situation, to your business. All relationships are going to be affected by you opening up that portal to the third ray within your heart. So, review your life for one moment. Take a good look. Take a good look at the relationships that are there right now. An honest look. The honesty of not being afraid to see what's really there. Are you ready to allow it to transform into something more beautiful? Because as you release it, you also allow all parties involved to finally step into their rightful place where they need to be. And that includes also those who've passed on that you were not willing to let go of yet. It is time to allow everyone and everything to be exactly where it needs to be for the highest good of all. So this is no longer just about you. This is about you being part of something greater and allowing that greater to move everything in a way that is appropriate for every single aspect. So now follow deeper into your heart, into that part within you that you know beyond a doubt that you've kept it sealed in some form or way. You've maybe every once in a while allowed someone to look at it, but rarely. Most of the time, you kept this place for yourself. So are you ready now? Are you ready to open that door, that break that seal once and for all? Because once you do that, there's no turning back. There's only moving forward. But now that you are truly ready for this, and in my position as the Mahachuan, it is my role to remind you that heaven is not far away. It is not something that's difficult to obtain. Heaven is within you. Your divine essence is within you. Your God self is within you already. It is only a matter of opening yourself up to it. So I want you to focus for a moment as we are doing this process to relax every muscle, to feel yourself just relaxing. You might have felt very stiff. Don't stiffen up. Relax. This is not something painful. Your human self, your lower self might tell you that this is certain death, but I promise you, it is not. It is the most liberating choice you can make right now. It's opening yourself up to a greater love, opening yourself up to more of who you are. So when you found that door, when you found that seal, and it might simply be only a sense of something if you can't envision it. You don't have to see it in front of your inner eyes. Just know that it's there. Simply be in the knowing that you've reached that seal, that door, into the part of your heart where the power, the full power of the third ray is anchored. And so the only way you can open that seal is through your touch and through your intent. So envision yourself touching that seal. Envision yourself touching that door. And through your intent, through your love for self, through your readiness to liberate yourself and to become who you truly need to be, envision this door, this seal opening up. And as it opens up, behold the full power of that beautiful pink ray of the third ray coming in and infusing every part of your body. And as this process takes place, I ask you to just be open and let the third ray freely into you, into your body, into every aspect of you, into your heart, into your soul, into all parts of you. And as you do that, we are going to play another piece of music. But remember, stay in this place of openness and receiving so that the third ray within you can touch you on the most subatomic level. Now, in the days ahead, what is going to happen is you will want to shut this down again because it will frighten you. And I ask you to maintain this constant flow of the third ray into all parts of you and into your life. Do not be afraid. You're not going to become a little fuzzy bear or a little weakling by being all in the vibration of love. On the contrary, you are going to find that you are going to be extremely powerful and effective in everything that you do. Your words are going to hold more power. Your actions are going to hold more power. And all of you listening to this, you within the depths of your heart, desire to be light workers, desire to make a difference in the world, desire to become the voice, the channel, the instrument of us. This is a way of doing it. Do it first for yourself. Allow that beautiful ray of love to infuse every aspect of your own life first, and then send it out into the world. It is learning to use this ray on a continued basis. Do not be afraid again that it will make you soft. This is happening on the contrary. You will become so focused on not allowing yourself anymore to be pulled into anger, into fear, into rage, into hatred, into any form of discordant energies, because the Christ essence within you will be fully activated through this process, and you will find it easier and easier day by day to maintain this vibration and to bring love into the world. You've all seen more than enough what hatred can do, what lack of love can do. You've seen it just happening in France too. And humanity has to come to a state in this new paradigm that is being anchored on Earth, has to come to a state of understanding that anger cannot be answered by anger. Hatred cannot be answered by hatred. War cannot be answered through war. The answer and the only true power that brings about healing and transformation is the power of love. But how can you give love if you do not even have love for your own self? So bring it to you. Use the third ray to bring love to you. To always ask yourself, what is a loving choice for you now? You are worth it. You are worthy of honoring your own self. So start with you. And then choose love over fear. I know it sounds difficult considering some of the life situations that some of you find yourself in. But take it one step at a time. Don't judge yourself when it doesn't work as smoothly as you want it to. Be at peace. You always can take another step, make another choice. But it is your intent that is key. You intend to work with the third ray to bring about healing into the world, to be the bridge between heaven and earth. And often, the only way that you can break a pattern is doing something you haven't done before. It takes courage, but now is the time to do something you haven't tried before. Do something new, do something different, and allow yourself to be surprised. It is safe. Now, Archangel Chamria is also assisting you in this process, because it takes a certain amount of strength to maintain this vibration of love. There will be many angels surrounding you in this time. Call on them when you feel yourself waver, when you feel yourself becoming more cynic, more questioning, more in that state of wondering if this can even be true. That is when you want to call on the angels to help shift your attitude, to help shift your consciousness, and bring yourself back into balance and peace and love. You cannot do this alone, that is for certain, considering that you're part of the human soul and the human consciousness. But every time, every day, you will find that you are going to soften a little bit more, that you're going to become a little more flexible, and that through your softening and through your flexibility, you're going to open up to new gifts and new abilities like never before. So that is key, the part of allowance, the part of the softening, the part of the stretching, so that new gifts, new ideas, new understandings can come to you that you won't be able to necessarily read in books. They will come in a different way. They might come through your dreams. They might come as an epiphany. But have no doubt, they shall come to you at the appropriate time. So with that, I will now step back. Now that my love is with you, my support is with you, and now that you're not alone. I am Ascended Master Paul the Venetian, and it is so. Amen. Well, I don't know about any of you listeners, but I certainly feel the love, and it's hard to even talk right now. Thank you, Ascended Master Paul the Venetian. And thank you, Archangel Chamuel, and all the members of the Third Ray for your continued support in all of this. As you can see, the journey of transformation offered through this radio show is a step-to-step process of really allowing yourself to become more true to who you are, to not be afraid, to be authentic, to be your true self. And these activations that you receive during these radio shows, they will continue for the next 24 hours. You will find even in your dream state that there's more opening going on. So be kind to yourself in this process, just as in the beginning I talked about the 1111 frequency. The same when we open ourselves up to certain frequencies of love or light, it takes a little bit of adjustment, especially in this case when we've kept certain areas of our heart closed for a long time. Remember that as you open up again something that has been closed for a long time, it might feel a little rusty, it might feel a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be if you just give yourself the time and the space needed to just be present to everything that is taking place. Just be present, just allow things to unfold. And there is a natural flow. Sometimes we so much want to know and we want to push and we want to see, but there is a natural flow to everything. Just allow it to show itself to you. And I know sometimes we feel like, what if we miss the opportunity? You know, you'd like a certain person. What if we didn't say the right thing or we missed an opportunity? To be very honest, if you miss the opportunity, then it really wasn't for you to have anyway. So relax, allow it to go away. Something else, something better will come along. So don't put yourself under so much pressure thinking that when you feel you failed or you've done something wrong, that it's a lost cause. It's never a lost cause. Be a part of God, source, creator, all that is. So how can anything be a lost cause? How can anything be a failure? Everything is part of the evolutionary process back towards oneness. And it starts with loving all parts of ourselves, especially our human selves, or the parts that we feel are not perfect. So be at peace with you, know that you're worthy of being loved, and it starts with you loving yourself. So now that you can listen to this anytime, this radio show is 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. So I invite you, if you haven't listened to the one of the first ray or the second ray, to maybe do that, because now we have the first three rays, the first, the second, and the third ray, and that kind of creates a Christ consciousness, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, a ray of love, power, and divine wisdom. So activated within you and being strengthened within you is really that Christ itself that has nothing to do with the religion, but everything to do with a higher form of beingness, a higher form of love, a higher form of of expanded consciousness that we are all waking up to. And so it will be really exciting. Next time we are going to have Serapis Bey and Archangel Gabriel present as members of the first ray, which is very much about ascension. So that is going to be a beautiful another aspect to help you align yourself even further with your true essence, to purify yourself more and to raise your vibrational frequency more. So thank you for being part of our show today. I know this, all of this will help you on your path of enlightenment. And I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week, where we are also going to have new recordings by Mike Snyder. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. And it's always a pleasure to be with all of you now that you're very much loved, now that you're worthy of that love. And I am very much looking forward to being with you next week again. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boyer. And you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Peace out, and my love is with you. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.